Well, good morning. Good morning and welcome to worship this morning. It's good to be with you today. My name is Jonathan Buescher. I'm the pastor down in Mount Pulaski, and it's good to be here with you this morning, kind of as part of your celebration for 150 years as a congregation here in Lincoln. So I'm honored to be with you this morning, and just pray everything goes well for me here as I learn how you do things, and hopefully they go well for Pastor Thompson in Pulaski as well. So once again, thank you for having me here this morning, and let's begin our worship with our first hymn together, number 582.
Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the September 5th worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Josh and Rachel Welker and Robert Clem. Mike and Rooney Ray are sponsoring the flowers on the altar to the glory of God in honor of their wedding anniversary. Dorothy Donna is sponsoring the radio broadcast to the glory of God in loving memory of Donald Donna. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 582. God's Word is Our Great Heritage. Hymn number 582 is found in the Lutheran Service Book.
I invite you to stand if you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We read our psalm responsively. O Lord, you have searched me and known me.
You know when I sit down, and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from afar.
You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways.
Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together.
You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it.
For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb.
I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well.
My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth.
Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them.
To God on high. Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, your word teaches us to pray for the children of the church, for this life and the life to come. This day we give thanks for the blessing of children and youth of the church. And we pray that we be equal to the task of training them in righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the scripture readings. Our Old Testament reading this morning comes to us from Joshua chapter 24. When her husband, Elkanah, went up with all his family to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord to fulfill his vow, Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, "After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always." "Do what seems best to you," her husband Elkanah told her. "Stay here until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord make good his word." So the woman stayed at home and nursed her son until she weaned him. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought them to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When the bull had been sacrificed, they brought the boy to Eli. And she said to him, "Pardon me, my lord. As surely as you live, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord." And he worshipped the Lord there. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For a catechetical review, we hear Luther's words in the Table of Duties. And what does the Table of Duties say in regards to children?
Children, obey your parents and the Lord. This is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
Our epistle reading this morning comes to us from 2 Timothy chapter 1. St. Paul writes, "I thank God, whom I serve as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers, recalling your tears. I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you now also." This too is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand as we sing. Well, the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the gospel of the Lord. This morning we confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated as we sing our next hymn.
The sermon hymn is number 867, "Let Children Hear the Mighty Deeds." Hymn number 867, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Mercy and peace be yours from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And the word of God that engages us this morning is going to come from Colossians chapter 1. And it's actually the theme for Lutheran schools all across the nation. Many of them do that together. And it's about Christ being in all things, the preeminence of Christ. But first, let me also extend greetings from your brothers and sisters in Christ down in Zion, Mount Pulaski. I'm glad that I could be here with you and that Pastor Thompson could be with them down there. And also want to thank Pastor Thompson for inviting me to be with you here this morning. It was kind of only after I said yes that I realized, you know, we've got one service on Sundays in Pulaski and you guys have two, so I signed up for twice the work. So I hope he has an easy day today. Officially, Pastor Thompson asked me to be here to talk about the Word of the Lord enduring for youth. I'm on the Education Commission for the Central Illinois District, and it sounds pretty fancy, but really what we do is help and support Mr. Tripp Rogers, who serves as kind of like the superintendent of schools for the district. He works with schools and congregational life for us. And so this morning I wanted to share a little bit with you about youth and education, kind of why we do what we do and how we do it as well. A little bit of history that I was able to dig up, and then a little bit of current events as well. So I found a little bit of history from our history book in Pulaski, and it started all the way back in the 1860s. There was a pastor, Pastor Kern, who was in Pulaski for about 1 year, and it says he started a mission in West Lincoln Township and held services in Rothschild School, about 3 or 4 miles west of Lincoln. And then after his short tenure, Pastor Baedeker kind of picked up where he left off, and he said, if you guys in Lincoln want a congregation, you need a pastor of your own. And so he wrote to the Lewis Harms Mission School in Germany for a pastor to come here. And so in 1871, Reverend Herman Meyer showed up in Pulaski and promptly organized the West Lincoln congregation. And so 150 years ago, the congregation and that mission united to make Zion Lutheran Church of Lincoln. And so Pastor Meyer was there as its first pastor, and some of the members of Mount Pulaski who lived closer to this part of the county joined the congregation, and it began. About 20 years later, Zion Chestnut formed. About 20 years later, after that, in New Holland, guess what? Another Zion Lutheran Church began in Logan County. We skip ahead a few decades, and Faith Lincoln is found. And of course, talking about education, the schools that are in Logan County here as well. I looked up that it says the school here in Lincoln started in 1975, but going through the history, there have been schools here before, starting all the way back towards the beginning. And so in a way, our congregations have a little bit of shared history, both in churches and in schools, Lutheran education in Logan County. Even now today, we do a little bit of things together. We co-op in sports and things like that. But every once in a while, we get to compete with one another. And so a couple of years ago, we had a Scholastic Bowl match, and we hosted you guys down in Mount Pulaski. And I told our teachers I was really excited because finally we get to have the Zion Lutheran School arch rivalry of Scholastic Bowl, right? And so Mrs. Lori Allen told everybody there about my excitement for this rivalry. And one of your students says, I thought our schools were friends, right? So maybe that's the last time I try and stir up trouble. Maybe not. But that's a little bit of a brief history of Lutheran education and the emphasis on and priority of the youth in Logan County. And now a little bit about what we do even today. In our Central Illinois district, there's about 55 schools in this region. There's four Lutheran high schools. Bethel Morton just started one this year. There's 22 elementary schools, in Pulaski and Lincoln being among them. Some of those 22 have preschools and child care centers as well, but there's also 25 standalone preschools and child care centers. And then on the upper end of things in education, there's four college campus ministries. And of course, all those schools need teachers to work among them, and I don't exactly have a number of all the teachers, but at least the ones that are listed in the roster of Synod, all those that can get a call, there are 146 active workers, teachers and DCEs and things like that. There's 100 emeritus teachers who have served in the past, and there's 30 around that don't have a call but could one day. And of course, there's plenty of people working at our schools that aren't necessarily on that rostered list. But there are so many people, so many churches, so many schools, so many places dedicated to sharing the gospel with our youth in Central Illinois. And it's one of my passions, one of the reasons we were excited to come to Logan County was to be at a church with a school. It's kind of my family business. A lot of my relatives are in professional church work across the country. It's something that I enjoy to see the kids during the school year teach religion class, leading chapel, and things like that. It's something near and dear to my heart, and I expect for many of you as well. In fact, I got to dig up some quotes from some of you about your school and Christian education. One of you said, we love and value that our kids are being educated and influenced by teachers with the same values we have as a family. Another one said, the teachers know not only my daughter, but my entire family. The school is more than a school, it's a caring community. Another said, our kids are academically prepared for high school and excel. Our graduates have gone on to do some amazing things. Another said, we appreciate the teachers' life dreams are to teach children academically and about God and His love. They bring Jesus into everything they do. Another said, "We love Zion Lutheran School because, for our children, because the message and reminder about God's love and for His world is woven into all facets of their daily learning. Our children develop not only a solid academic foundation, but also grow and mature in their faith along like-minded friends and teachers." And then another of my favorite alumni of you, Ethan Honecke, who runs the coffee shop in town, right? He said, "Overall, Zion was a good experience. There's great teachers everywhere, but when teachers have the liberty to share the gospel in school, there's a deeper relationship that is cultivated with one another. It also helped me not to compartmentalize my faith. I didn't have to check my relationship with Jesus at the door. And academically, Zion was hard. It pushed students, and I feel it prepared me more for college than high school did." I thought those were wonderful comments about the passion and the dedication to education for youth that is happening here in Lincoln. And I'm excited to know that and to share that with you this morning. So that's a little bit about the history and a little bit about the current events. But now let me ask you specifically a question this morning. Lutheran education has been happening in Logan County for nearly 200 years. A lot has happened in those years, I think you will agree. And maybe the question is this: in the years ahead, do you think it will be easier or harder to continue that mission? Are the best years behind us, or are the best years yet to come? We can maybe answer that question in a number of different ways. There are statistics and demographics we could look at. There's, you know, trends and charts we could consider. But when it comes down to it, there's something that's more important than numbers, and that is the gospel. Because in the years to come, Christian churches and schools will face impossible odds. But that is why God has given us an impossible faith. God has placed each and every one of you here today and equipped you to be in this time in history and in this place in the world to declare the gospel in this community for your children now and for the next generation to come. As I mentioned, Lutheran schools across the nation are focusing on these words from Colossians chapter 1, and listen to what they say. "Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from all the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile Himself to all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross." Brothers and sisters in Christ, we have a message like no one else. The message of Jesus Christ, who reconciled us to the Father by the blood of His cross. That is the gospel. That is the reason all the Zions in Logan County exist. To know that you are forgiven by the blood of the cross. That is the gospel that we have the privilege to share in our congregations and in our schools and in our communities. And by the grace of God, that has been happening here in this place for 150 years, and by God's grace, it will happen for decades yet to come. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. We continue by gathering the offering.
You have been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Jonathan Buescher deliver the message for this morning. If you cannot physically be present, please join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 o'clock over WLLM 1370 AM or WLLM 105.3 FM or on Facebook Live and also on the internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion services are also available on cable channel 5 and on the LCTV app on your smartphone on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. If you would like more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Lord Jesus, you once were a youth, the same as we are. And the trials and tribulation of the young, keep them steadfast, faithful, and loyal to you. Teach the young to do your will, follow your word to do those things that became a child of God, especially obedience to parents. Thank you for the blessing of Christian homes. May your word dwell there and your protection rest upon all who call on your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the prayers you have answered with a yes. In your wisdom, you have provided success to Joanne Marlin's recent medical procedure for which she gives you praise. We can continue to ask you, Father, for the health and well-being of all the sick and recovering. Grant strength to COVID patients and well-being to those we name in our hearts, that in trial and tribulation, each may say, Thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy. Mighty God, you have declared that you keep us in your care even unto gray hairs upon our head. We see the praise of Darius Knauer and his family as Darius has celebrated his 91st birthday. As you, O God, have blessed Darius with spouse Emma, with family, friends, and faith, please continue to shower your gifts upon him all the days you give. Lord, in your mercy. Dearest Jesus, who mourned as we mourn, hear our prayers for Dorothy Dona as she grieves and laments the death of her granddaughter, Jennifer. In your wisdom, you have called Jennifer to you, into your heavenly throne room, and in so doing have given her relief from the cancer that beset her. Grant, O Jesus, that Dorothy and her family look forward to a joyous reunion on the day of resurrection. In your most holy name we pray. Amen. We continue with the preface as we prepare our hearts and minds for the Lord's Supper. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing.
Heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he blessed it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you. Please stand. And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting, to part with peace and with joy. Amen. We sing together. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. We remain standing for our closing hymn.
The closing hymn is number 861. Christ Be My Leader. Number 861 is in the Lutheran Service Book.
Seated. And thank you once again for having me with you this morning, and God's blessings on your celebration of 150 years. That's a wonderful thing. I get to have the privilege of being with you in Bible class this morning as well. So if you are able, join me for that. And if there was other announcements, that'd be great.
We made it as far as all the cereal. Yesterday we took 150 boxes to the food pantry. So thank you, everybody who brought a box of cereal, or two or three. We met our goal in that regard. This month of September is diapers, pull-ups, that type of thing. So we are out at Walmart or wherever, throw that in your cart. We're going to accumulate those, put those in the same place we had the cereal last month. So we're going to invite you to bring diapers for the month of September. That might be a little steeper challenge, but nevertheless, that's our goal of 150. Next Sunday, we're celebrating our 70th anniversary of our radio ministry here at Zion Lutheran Church. And we invite everybody to a coffee hour. Go next door, we're going to have pastries, egg casseroles, a lot of good stuff. Next Sunday, actually, we're having Reverend Peter Kirby from the Lutheran Hour, Global Ministry Division. He's going to be here to preach. Also, he's going to be part of our activity during coffee hour. So we invite everybody to be there for that. That should be pretty interesting indeed. And then, we're also passing out flyers as you leave. So you take that home and remind yourself of that for next weekend and give you a little more detail about what's happening. And then finally, tickets are available in the lobby this Sunday and next Sunday for the October 3rd anniversary banquet out of the Legion. We invite you to pick up your tickets. You got to have a ticket. We're not charging for the event. Donations are appreciated, but we're not charging. And that afternoon, also, we're going to have the Ed Building open for a lot of archival stuff that will be presented, 150 years worth of stuff. We'll be out there. So that's going to be our little history lesson on that afternoon in the auditorium, so we'll have more information about that. Anyway, get your tickets today. They're available. And with that, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm just glad to learn I get to go before the Lutheran Hour guy and not after. So I appreciate that. God's blessings on your day.